This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Leefstyl op Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Nou jy en ek kuier hier saam in Leefstyl Atelier. It's always a great pleasure welcoming Michael Bagrave from Bagrave Attorneys, an expert on the labor law, here with us today. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Thank you for having me on air. I really appreciate it. I've got a wonderful topic I want to talk about today. It's got positives and negatives, but let's kick straight into it. At this time of the year, I often get many of my clients, and especially the executives in many firms, phoning me and saying they've had recruiters talking to them about possibility of new jobs next year, possibility of moving from one position to another position. And in fact, often the offers are quite lucrative, are enticing, and actually quite good. And of course, now as the season starts to hit us, people are excited. They're thinking, well, maybe I'm getting a little bit jaded in my job. Maybe I must sign this new contract and let's move on. And you get enticed, you know, it's called the golden handcuff, where you get enticed by the new job. But I just wanted to warn some people, and I have been warning, and why I got this topic now into my head is I was warning someone this morning because he sent me the new contract that the new employer wanted him to start on the 1st of February next year, very excited about it. And he was just about to sign it, and he thought maybe he'll send it to me just to have a look and a quick eye over it. And I said, look, it is good. It looks like you're getting about a 30% increase to your salary, which is stupendous in this hard time that we're going through. And it looks like you're doing a job that you'll probably have more fun doing. But let's have a look at the fine print. I said, have you had a look that you've got a very harsh restraint put into that job? In other words, if you leave that job, you can't work in that industry for 2 years, and that's all you know. And they might retrench you, they might dismiss you, they might, after your probation, say, no, you're not working out. And then for 2 years, you can't go into any job in that industry. He said, actually, he didn't look at that. He was looking at the money. And I said, very, very difficult. The restraints are something that we all need to be very careful about, because if, in fact, at the end of the day, the restraint stops you from working, it can be a real killer. So he said, whoa, that's another thing. And I said, look, the other thing is, I know where you're working, you get share options. Have you looked at what time your share options kick in before you actually resign? And he said he hadn't thought of that. I said, look, those share options to you, because I know the job that he's doing, are worth more than at least 6 months' salary on the other side. So be careful before you hand in your resignation. The minute you resign, you say certain share options don't become payable. So have a look at that. And he said, you'll get back to me on that. He didn't think of that as well. And then I said, and finally, what you need to understand is if, in fact, you go across to that new job and you're not happy with the management team, or you're not happy with the environment or the ethics or whatever it is, you can never come back to the old one, because once you resign, very few firms will take you in. So he said, yes, he knows that. So I said, well, maybe familiarize yourself with the new people completely. Get to know who they are. Read up as much as you can. Speak to their customers. Do your homework. Do your due diligence before you actually run in. And then finally, of course, you must understand that probation is always put into a new contract. Probation can be terminated at any time, and it can be terminated not because you can't do your job, but because they don't like you, or you're not a fit, or anything of that nature. So I just thought I'd share it with people today on your show, that when you get excited because you've seen the money, remember it might be a golden handcuff. So thank you for listening to me.
I'm glad you mentioned this, Michael, because so many people don't realize about this clause that you've got a restraint of not being able to work in that industry 2 years. It's a bit harsh, though. Sorry to say that. I find that a bit unreasonable almost. But I suppose that is legally possible, and they were well within their boundaries to do so.
Yeah, it's part of our law, and we've got to respect the law.
We've got a good law. It's just the implementation thereof that sometimes a bit interesting. Michael, thank you so much for sharing with us. Have a lovely day. And thank you. I see so many people come back to me and say, thank you, Michael made such a big difference. I sent him that email and he responded and he didn't charge me. So I said to him, of course you wouldn't, but you are honest and you're diligent and you really care about us. So I want to thank you for that.
Absolute pleasure. You keep well and we'll speak soon.
Absolutely. Bye-bye, Michael.
Bye. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.